So let's review. Our Gemara begins at the bottom of Daf Hei with a quote from a Braisa, Tan Rabban, Hamitzi Mechanus Lefalatya Derech Stiyav Chayv. One who carries something out from his store, a Rishus HaYochid, through a sitting area, which is a Carmelist, into a public plaza, a Rishus HaRab, he's Chayv. Uvenazi Poiter. But Benazi, however, says he's Potter. The Gemara seeks to explain the basis for each opinion. Bishlim Benazi, Ksavim Halach Koim Bedomi. When Benazai can easily be understood if we say that after every step one takes, it's considered a momentary stop, which means that when he puts his foot down, he's making hanocha, and when he then lifts his foot, he's making a new akira. Therefore, in our case, it's as though he carried from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelist, and then from a Carmelist onto Rishus HaRabim. Each of these steps is Ptur. However, according to the Rabbanan, why is he Chayiv? Even if they don't agree with Benazai, and they don't consider every step a new akira, there is no precedent to say that carrying from one domain to another through an exempt area is chayiv. After rejecting two other comparisons, the Gemara in the end shows that there is indeed a precedent for this. Where you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab through Tzidei Rishus HaRab, the sides of the public domain. As Tosis adds, that this is generally the case because most houses are built in a way where they leave some space between the house and the street. The Gemara now returns to the opinion of Benazai. Amr B'yechanan, Umayde Benazai B'zayrik. Benazai agrees that he's chayiv if he throws something from Rishus HaYochid through a Carmelist and into Rishus HaRab, because there is an Akira in Rishus HaYochid and Hanokha Rishus HaRab without interruption. The Gemara supports Rabbi Yechanan with a Braisa which discusses this very case and states explicitly, Benazai Yomer, Hamoitzi U'machnis Pater, one who carries out or brings in through an exempt area is Pater. Hamoishit V'azayrik chayiv. One who hands over or throws through an exempt area is chayiv. The Gemara next brings a tesefta, which defines the different reshuyas that are relevant to itzah carrying. Tan Rabban, arba reshuyas l'shabbos. There are four reshuyas regarding hilchas Shabbos. They are Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelist, and Mokum Tur. The tesefta then gives typical examples to illustrate each type of reshuyas. Vezuhi Rishus HaYochid. What's a Rishus HaYochid? An area with walls of at least 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. The Braisa adds, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. This is a complete Rishus HaYochid. This phrase seems redundant, which the Gemara will later explain. Vezuhi Rishus HaRab. What's Rishus HaRab? Seratia, Falatia, Gedoila, Umavois Mephaloshin. Highways, public plazas, and large unblocked streets. Again, the Braisa adds, Zuhi Rishus HaRab Gemura. These are cases of a complete Rishus HaRab, which will also be explained later. The Tesefta then says that carrying between these two areas is prohibited. And if he did, b'shogeg chayev chatas, it was an inadvertent, he must bring a karban chatas, a sin offering as atonement. B'mezit chayev karas v'niskel. If he did it knowingly, then if they were edim v'asra, proper witnesses and a proper warning, he gets skila stoning. If not, he gets karas, a heavenly punishment of premature death. The Tesefta then describes the next rishus. Avol yam ubika v'estavonis v'akarmelis, ein aloik rishus harabim v'aloik rishus hayachid. Areas like the ocean, an open field, or a public sitting area where traffic is not common are neither Rishus HaRabim nor like a Rishus HaYochid. These are examples of a Carmelist. You can't carry from a Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, but if you do, you potter, because it's only Midrabanan. However, if you make a proper Erev, you can carry from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYochid. The Tesefta next describes the fourth area, the Mokum Ptur. Adam Oymen Aler Skupa. One who's standing on the doorstep, which is less than 4 tefachim wide, may give and take things from someone in the house, or give and take things from someone in the Rishus HaRabim, since the step is a mokum ptur. However, he may not take something from the person in the house and hand it to the person outside, or vice versa. Although, midaraisa, this is mutter, because it comes to rest on the doorstep, making it two separate permitted areas, nevertheless, it is asim d'rabbanan because it could lead to direct toitza. Achayim oimrim is skufa mishamesh shtei rishuyas. But Achayim argue on how to view this doorstep and say, the doorstep can function as either one of the two rishuyas. If the door is open, then the step is like the Rishus HaYochid it's connected to. If the door is closed, the step is like the Rishus HaRabim it's connected to. If the step is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then it counts as its own Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara now reviews each part of the Tesefta just quoted. Amamar, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid. After describing the Rishus HaYochid, the Tesefta repeats, this is a Rishus HaYochid, as if to exclude something. L'me'uti hadir Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosefta wants to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that two walls on either side of Rishus HaRab are enough to make that area into Rishus HaYachid. Midaraisa. So if you put up a lechi or a kaira, you can carry there. Our Tosefta holds that two walls are not enough to create Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara next looks at the second part of the Tosefta. Amamar, Zuhi Rishus HaRab. L'me'uti mai. Again, why did the Tosefta repeat this is Rishus HaRab? The Gemara answers, L'me'uti idach Rabbi Yehuda. It's meant to exclude another ruling of Rabbi Yehuda regarding pasi b'rois. Chazal allowed Eile Regalim to put up L-shaped posts called pasin around the given area surrounding wells and cisterns of water located in the Rishus HaRab or Kamlis, which would now be considered enclosed. Now this would make it that area Rishus HaYachid so that they could draw water from the wells, which are also Rishus HaYachid. Now Rabbi Yehuda ruled that if the path of the Rishus HaRab passes through this area, they must divert the traffic pattern around this area. Otherwise, the traffic nullifies the effectiveness of the partitions to make the enclosed area Rishus HaYachid. Rather, it reverts back to the status of Rishus HaRab, and they would not be allowed to draw water from the wells which are Rishus HaYachid. The Tosefta disagrees and says, Zuhi Rishus HaRab. Only the areas mentioned in the Brayis of Rishus HaRab, but the area within the Pasi Brayis remains the Rishus HaYachid regardless of the public traffic. Regarding the list of Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara asks why Midbar is not included in the list. After all, we find another Braisa which does list Midbar among the areas considered Rishus HaRabim. The answer is, Kan Bizman Sheisol Shurin Bamidbar. When Klaiso was in the Midbar, it was indeed a Rishus HaRabim. Kan Bizman Hazeh. However, after that era, very few people are found in the Midbar and it no longer is a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara continues to explain the Tosefta. Amamar, Vim Hoitzi V'Hichnis B'Shoigi Chayiv Chatas. If he did carry between the Rishus HaRab and the Rishus HaYachid, he must bring a Karban Chatzis if he did it inadvertently, and he's chayev either Karis or Skila if he did it knowingly. The Gemara asks Peshitta, we already know the rules of Shoyig and Mezid from other sources. The Gemara answers, Hokamash Malon Kidirav, Dama Rav, Metzasi Megillah Starim Berabchia. It's teaching us something based on the scroll that Rav found. The Gemara debates what was in the scroll and concludes that it said as follows. There are 39 malachas, but one of them is unique in that even if one did that malacha knowingly, with proper witnesses and warning, he does not get skila. However, the scroll did not say which malacha was the exception. Therefore, our Tosefta is saying, the malacha of Etzah is not included in the uncertainty and is definitely not the exception. If someone does Etzah b'mezid b'edim b'astra, he does get skila. The next daf will continue with the Tosefta regarding a Karmelis.